Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of A Midsummer Night's Dream in New Orleans. Another summer and another production of The Dream, and each year someone tries to do it in a different way and with varying degrees of success. So when I heard that the theatre company Ruby in the Dust was setting one of my favourite Shakespeare plays in New Orleans and infusing it with the music of one of my favourite blues men, Dr. John, I'm going to be honest and say I approached it with a mixture of intrigue and here we go again trepidation. But from the moment Sid Phoenix as Puck got up in white makeup and the garb of a New Orleans witch doctor sets the scene, you know this is going to be intoxicating and heady stuff. Any thought of the pastoral whimsy that usually accompanies the story of magic and fairies is jettisoned in favour of a dark tale that captures the steamy, oppressive atmosphere of the Louisiana bayou, where voodoo casts its spell. It almost feels that the verse was written for these accents, such as setting the play in the Deep South a good fit, and the music of Dr. John, along with that of Randy Newman and Louis Armstrong, is neatly blended into the narrative without being overused. Lawrence Woodyatt is an ebullient bottom and the mechanicals provide the light relief, although the play within a play at the end is slightly overdone, to be honest. But the real thrill of this production comes from the compelling action involving the lovers and their otherworldly counterparts. Sylvana Maimone is electrifying as she makes Titania into a voodoo queen-style character, and the hypnotic Samantha Louise Clarke and E.J. Martin as Hermia and Helena respectively are either smouldering seductively or going at each other like alley cats. But through it all is the compelling performance of Sid Phoenix, who stalks the stage revelling in the results of his trickery. He put me rather in mind of Heath Ledger's turn as the Joker in the film The Dark Knight, as he giggles excitedly at the results of his handiwork. I love this interpretation. It's dark, seductive and deliciously wicked. It continues at the Arts Theatre until the 29th of August. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.